Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
It's not that time of the service. What? What are we saying when we say the peace of the Lord be with you all? What do we mean? Well, in Hebrew, the word peace is shalom, and it is a greeting. Perhaps you've heard people say to you, shalom, if you have friends who are Jewish. It's the same idea, peace be with you, shalom. But shalom has a broader meaning than I think our word peace is generally understood to mean. Shalom is a well-being, a holistic sense that all is really well with you. In body, in mind, and in spirit. Peace can mean that as well, but I think often we think maybe of an interior calm and don't consider it holistically, that all without and around us is at peace and all within is also at peace. Shalom. And that's what Jesus says today in our gospel lesson, that he is giving his disciples the peace. And when I think about that, and I think about the first lesson that we read from 2 Corinthians about being reconciled to God, that when I think about being reconciled, if you think of it in financial terms, what does reconciliation look like? It looks like everything in your checkbook is balanced. And it feels pretty good if you can reconcile all your finances. You know, everything is in order. And there is a certain peace that comes with that. So when we talk about being reconciled this morning in our text from 2 Corinthians, it is about having this peace that God wants us to have, that the Lord says to his disciples, peace I leave with you. Be reconciled is another way of saying that. And God is reconciling God himself to you. God is reconciling you to God. The peace of the Lord be with you. Indeed. And then in our 2 Corinthians text, what is so amazing is it says that because we are reconciled to God through Christ Jesus, that because we have this reconciliation, God's entrusting that message to us that we are ambassadors for Christ to go and tell the world about this very reconciliation. And that, if you didn't know, for the Virginia Synod here is our motto, basically. We are ambassadors for Christ. Did you know you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ? How does that make you feel? Mm-hmm. When I think about being an ambassador, I think about somebody pretty high ranking, pretty diplomatic, pretty well known. That's you. You are an ambassador for Jesus Christ with the words that he said, you are reconciled and you are to spread that reconciliation to the rest of the world. How are we given this amazing gift of reconciliation to spread to the world? Well, it's not because you're really that qualified. It's not because you have a certain amount of degrees or education or experience. Because it's all through God's work in Christ that we are reconciled to him. But this is where it gets tough. That's the really good news. We have this gift of reconciliation, no questions asked. We have this gift of peace, no questions asked from Jesus Christ our Lord. And how did he come about that gift? How did he reconcile us to himself? It's by telling the truth. Jesus came here to tell us the truth about humanity, to tell us the truth about who God is. And the one major way we know the truth about who we are is by him hanging on the cross. What he did on the cross is tell us the very ugly truth about ourselves. You see, we're the ones who put him there. Pilate offered the crowd who was standing there, who do you want to crucify, this Jesus, or should I let this other man who's a known thief go, Barabbas? And the crowd said, Barabbas! That is our truth. We would rather crucify an innocent man, because we don't want to hear the truth that he speaks. than actually commit someone who is guilty to punishment. The truth that this cross reveals is that we prefer violence often to peace. That we are jealous people. The people of Jesus' day wanted to crucify him because the people were listening. There were people who were following, and they were jealous. This cross speaks the truth, the ugly truth of our broken humanity. It is gross. It is horrible. It is awful, and it is part of our truth. The truth that Jesus reveals on the cross is not pretty. It is dark. It is some of the darkest truth that we have as human beings. But it is a truth that we must face. That is the only way to peace and reconciliation. Think about it in our day and age. If you've ever known anybody who's abused and has been told by their abuser not to tell anyone for fear, for shame, obviously the abuser doesn't want that to come out. The person who's been abused needs for healing, for reconciliation, for the truth to be made known that they were abused. If you know somebody or you've struggled with addiction yourself, you know before you can seek healing, at the very beginning of seeking healing and reconciliation, you have got to tell the truth. Yes, I am an addict. In any broken relationship, in any relationship, there's going to be brokenness and fracture. To have healing and wholeness, you have got to be able to tell your partner, whoever that is in your relationship, your spouse, your child, your sibling, your coworker, the truth. And they've got to tell theirs to you as well before any reconciliation, any peace, any shalom can happen. It is always most astounding to me that in South Africa, after apartheid had ended, that Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who will be the subject of our Wednesday evening Lenten series this week, he headed the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa to address the war crimes that had been committed. They did this in South Africa. They offered anyone who would come forward, who had committed atrocious war crimes, who had murdered, who had given the order to murder many, many people, come forward and tell the truth at these trials, they would be granted amnesty. Because once the truth is heard, that is how important, that is how powerful telling the truth is that it's got to be the place we start if we want peace and reconciliation. And God knows this and bears the truth, the ugly truth, right there on the cross. Because, you see, Jesus was a servant to us all about peace. But he stirred up so much angst and violence, actually. How could he be the servant of peace? Because it was the truth that he was telling, and it got him killed. Because even hanging there on the cross, revealing our ugliest sins, God was reconciling himself to us, right there. Right there. Because that's how it happens. God takes what's ugliest. God takes our hurt, our pain, our suffering, things we don't even want to admit to ourselves, let alone another person. And in getting those out, in revealing them to the light of day, to the light of God, God transforms it into something beautiful. This cross is like an electric chair hanging there. Think about that. That was what this instrument of torture was. Like an electric chair that you would kill somebody on. And now we wear it around our necks as a sign of love and grace and peace. That is what God does to the ugliness in all of us. All the time. And especially when we just tell the truth. If you're a parent and you've ever had a child and there's been an incident, and you just said, I just want to know the truth. Just tell me the truth, please. Yeah, there are going to be consequences, but the truth is where we start so we can reconcile this and make it better. Without the truth, that can't happen. Because as it says in our gospel lesson, in our 2 Corinthians text, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. God doesn't count our trespasses against us, but God wants to reconcile us to him so we can take this amazing news and tell the world. Because indeed that's how God makes us new, is by revealing the ugly truth and turning it on its head and making this man rise again on the third day and making anything that you think needs to be hidden in the dark brought into the light and making it new, making it a source of your strength, not your weakness. Indeed, Jesus was a servant of God, preaching and teaching peace and reconciliation, so that we might also be his ambassadors of the same. So my prayer for you this morning is that you might find the courage to face your own truth, to tell others the truth about God's love, and to be ambassadors for Christ Jesus. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.